Fred, look at that face.
No, you are not Jimmy Cottlesham. Jimmy Cottlesham, even when he makes mistakes.
It's just so funny to watch, to see, because now he's going into his, you know, droopy eye mode.
His act.
His big fat,
he's going into,
fat smile.
He's going into the mode.
All right. Yesterday, you totally ruined Reality Check.
I did. I messed up pretty bad.
You did. You messed up horribly. Yeah. Calandra's not here on Tuesdays and Wednesdays anymore because he's a big baby about working with his days off. So you are now the one who answers the phones. You have to handle all this stuff.
Yeah.
Reality Check you had done for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yesterday. And all you had to do was get me the information and figure out what their composite scores were.
Yeah.
And you didn't even have the information. You didn't have their pictures yesterday.
Exactly.
And then you wait. And dude, I want to know something. Please help me with this. Why do you wait until 2 minutes before we do a bit to start doing anything? Earlier this morning, I'm like, Fat Kid, we're going to talk to Fat Kid. He stands in the room for 5 minutes looking at me. And then with literally 10 seconds left before we go to him, he decides that something needs to be done right then. What needs to be done? You gotta go read the funny pages on your computer.
I haven't looked at them since you yelled at me.
You read High and Lois, and that's all you do in there.
High and Lois.
You're like, happy place, happy place. Oh, the Garfield loves lasagna. Keep it simple. Why are you in there reading funny pages when you should be doing something?
Let me tell you since you yelled at me.
What is this? I'm yelling at you. I'm really going crazy on you. All right, what is it? We get a sheet every morning that has a graph.
Yeah.
What does it say for 7 o'clock?
It says Beastie Boys.
And since we've gotten rid of the 9 o'clock hour, we've almost always been on time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We have to give away 2 Beastie Boys Live X things a morning.
Yeah.
Why at 7 o'clock do you not have anyone going? I solicit, and then you have 3 minutes. You should be dotting the I's and crossing the T's. I don't believe people aren't calling in during the show to find out what time the contest is and this and this.
Okay, well, I waited for you to solicit. I figured I should wait for you to tell people.
But I don't like it when we go to a contest and there's no one on the line. And then you got some chick who doesn't even know one of the lyrics to the big hit single.
I'm sorry. I do know that Leslie said we want to have huge fans to go to this. So when they come on,
right, but that's where you have to show initiative. Yeah. That's when you have to go and find the big fans.
So I should do it early.
You should do whatever you can do.
Okay.
All I want is it done.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
All.
Do it as early as you need to do it.
Okay.
Instead of reading, funny pages and drawing little pictures in there, you should be doing work.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
Focus for 3 hours.
I'm sorry.
All right, fine. Now go get this person's information.
Okay.
If I could see me after the show, I'll, you know.
Yeah.
For your coddling.
Yeah. See me and bring some cocoa butter. I swear, because I know, like yesterday, catastrophe, that bit that last week, not good. If I walked in and saw Fat Kid in bed with my wife, I couldn't get mad at him. I can't get mad at this guy.
I don't know. He knows that, too. He's playing all the angles.
I know.
With his whining. He's like, the two of you. I swear to God, Jimmy's going to go up to Fat Kid afterwards and go, hey.
It's so hard to get mad.
Fred's mean to me too.
I think that you made a good point though with him that you gotta start early for a contest like that.
It's a big contest. People want to go.
I know that there are people out there that can recite entire songs.
That's
from
the
Beasties.
Idea. People always go, oh, you give away these once in a lifetime opportunities, the things you can't buy. Jimmy and I were talking about this. You can't buy access to this Beastie Boys thing. There's no possible way you can get in unless you win.
That's why this contest is so cool. You know, we've given away a lot of cool stuff on this station. But like even like trips and things like that, concerts. Okay, you could you could buy a lot of that stuff, but this you can't buy.
No, and
this
then
is
that's
it.
Why we want big fans. And Fat Kid, very poor effort today answering the phones. We'll have another chance for you to get the Beastie Boys tickets before 9 o'clock this morning. Going to talk to Stephen Colbert. We'll do that for you after Mr. Butch Walker saying, "I got a mixtape of love and love lost and dye my hair and grown a molester mustache that was unfortunate time there." New Rockin' Nine is alternative.